Real World Radio. Canada denies visa to African biosafety negotiator. Canadian government denied a visa to the chief negotiator for African countries in biosafety issues a week before the important and controversial meeting on biosafety in genetically modified organisms, or GMOs, which will be held in Montreal. Dr. Tewolde Berhane Gebre Exeber, a respected Ethiopian negotiator, a key figure in African countries' efforts to protect biodiversity and human beings from GMOs, was expected to participate in discussions and insist on labeling for all genetically engineered commodities and for liability protection in cases of damage to the environment or human beings arising from products of genetic engineering. Real World Radio's Asla Pellet interviewed the Chief Executive Officer of the Friends of the Earth Canada, Beatrice Olivastri, to find out more about the scandal.
We received a copy of a letter that Dr. Tewolde had forwarded to NGOs and his colleagues as diplomats and negotiators at the time when his passport was returned to him without the Canadian visa. And the first issue was the lateness of the passport, which had been held by the Canadian embassy in Nairobi. And then secondly, the fact that no visa was available to this eminent man who has been in Canada many times and is seen as a extremely important part of these negotiations.
Canada is one of the three major producers and exporters of the genetically engineered food in the world, together with Argentina and the United States, responsible for up to 90% of the GMO crops in the world. These countries are yet to ratify the global agreement to protect biodiversity called Cartagena Protocol.
Maybe it's just a bureaucratic problem, but one might think a little bit past that kind of an excuse when you consider the kinds of issues that this gentleman was, we all know, was going to raise and be very insistent about. And that is, for example, calling for the clear labeling of all genetically engineered commodities, something that a country such as Canada has rejected.
Olivastri said they have contacted Canadian officials trying to resolve the problem. So far, she didn't receive an answer.
We are hoping that Canadian officials realize the magnitude of their error and are going to do everything they can to ensure that this negotiator arrives in Montreal at the earliest possible date.
Dr. Tewolde is a known advocate for country liability. In case of damage from the genetically engineered commodities, the full compensation should be available to those who have been damaged, and if there will be litigations, they should be held in the country affected.
Real World Radio.